Petersburg Municipal Employees Association officials expect their membership will take a strike vote. That's unless the city of Petersburg comes up with an offer the union considers reasonable. Earlier this fall, the union's membership overwhelmingly rejected a city proposal for a status quo contract with no wage increases. Angie Parker is the Southeast Field Representative for the Alaska Public Employees Association, which includes the Petersburg Union.
We would be willing to sit down and negotiate a reasonable offer, but they've given us what they say is their last best and final offer. So we're just at that point of trying to get the, you know, determine who can and can't strike before we can vote.
Only those workers who are allowed to strike can vote on a strike. Parker believes a majority of Petersburg's 70 or so workers are generally allowed to strike under state law. That includes cashiers, clerks, and other administrative staff, as well as public works, sanitation, water, and wastewater employees. The law specifically prohibits strikes by so-called Class 1 workers, which include hospital, police, fire protection, and jail staff. Instead, if mediated negotiations fail, the city has to settle contract disputes with Class 1 employees through a process called interest arbitration. That's where a judge hears the case and makes a legally binding decision on the contract. The union maintains there are more Class 1 workers than the city does, so the union is petitioning the Alaska Labor Relations Board to settle that disagreement before there can be a strike vote. According to Parker, the union had proposed going to arbitration for all workers in the union rather than just for Class 1 employees.
We could say, let's just include all these employees and take it to interest arbitration, and then an arbitrator will determine for everyone what, you know, this contract question. And then we would avoid a strike and we would have an independent arbitrator decide it.
But the city rejected arbitration for all worker classes. According to Parker, the union prefers to avoid a strike, and it's still willing to resume talks if the city makes a better offer than just status quo.
I mean, we're not asking for the moon. We're just asking for equitable pay for the employees that do the work of the city, that do, pick up the garbage and make sure the water's clean and the wastewater's, you know, flowing out, whatever they do, treated right. And for all the other, you know, the police and all the other coverage that the city, you know, people take for granted. Those people have to live and earn a wage too, and we would like to get this resolved.
But Parker says the union has to move forward. Currently, employees are still working under the terms of their old contract, which expired in March. Negotiations started in February, and the city was originally calling for a cut to wages and personal time off, while the union wanted cost of living and step increases. Talks broke down in March when the city declined the union's request for a mediator. The union filed a complaint of unfair labor practices with the state, but withdrew it after the city agreed to mediation. The two sides met again in July with the federal mediator present, but there was no agreement. That was the last face-to-face negotiating session. With the union preparing for a strike vote, City Manager Scott Hahn calls the situation unfortunate, but with declining sales tax, past deficit spending, and other financial concerns, he maintains the city cannot afford a wage increase.
It's not merely what are we spending this year, but where are we going to then be anchored in all future years. So the decision to do that is it's kind of foolish to do that when you know your funds are dwindling and your economy is shaky and you're this is not the time to be doing that. So you have to stick to your guns and have the integrity and to make the right decisions for the future.
If the future includes a strike, Hahn says the administration is trying to be as prepared as it can.
I think that the public obviously would see some changes. I don't know what that would mean. I don't know if that would affect our level of services or not. We would certainly try to maintain those by finding employees that might we could hire temporarily to fill in the gap and make things work. But I really can't predict exactly how it all play out.
According to the Alaska Labor Relations Agency, the city has filed an objection to the union's petition to determine which workers can strike. The city's also asked for a hearing on that matter, and that means it could be a while before the agency issues a decision and the union could move forward with a strike vote. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.